Thank you, Rabbi. I used most of my words. Okay. Welcome to all of you. I'm Lori Rose, Nell's daughter-in-law, and I've been offered the opportunity to speak for a few moments about my mother-in-law. I'm glad we're here celebrating today. I realized, as I said about the cat, that a daughter-in-law sees her mother-in-law in a different context than those of you who are close family and friends. Now we'd be very pleased right now to see all of you here and who could make it here this afternoon to share with us, as it is her family and friends who are the most important focus of her life. It was also your continued support, well wishes, and prayers, which were so valuable to her. In addition to your presence here, we received many expressions of condolence from many people Nell touched over the years. There, in your words, match those that echo in my head with examples of her tireless and determined support of her friends and family throughout her life. The words that come to mind include independence, courage, generosity, sensitivity, integrity, dignity, whimsy, and indeed the word life itself. A few people I've ever known lived life as well as she did. She knew more than her share of tragedy, losing two sisters and both her husbands, but her life, her love for family and her faith somehow gave her the strength not only to go on, but to love life without bitterness and instill in all of us a gratitude for every day we have together. Her independence and courage were important traits when raising a daughter and son alone. She entered the workforce after being a homemaker and reinvented herself as a single mother and a career person. Her daughter Deborah shared stories on a visit to Crete. They saw many beggars selling pencils for coins, getting tired of the continual begging. Nell explained to Deb that it's a puzzle. The people were blind and poor, and there but for the grace of God. Nellie came home with a bag of pencils. What a lesson in compassion and generosity. Life forces us all into positions of compromise and presents challenges to our honesty and our integrity. And I observed Nell rise and meet those challenges, especially over the past year, with courage and toughness. Her sense of dignity was never tested nor so well demonstrated as in the final weeks and days of her life. I struggled to imagine myself being able to meet death with even one-tenth of the dignity I observed. Finally, and perhaps the key to her happiness was the whimsical approach to life. She was always in pursuit of another experience, a little more fun, or a new adventure. She was always able to be foolish and laugh with us. Her time spent with her grandchildren and her great-nephews were moments of side-splitting laughter as she performed Tai Chi moves or the chicken dance at Seattle's finest restaurants. Her love of games, especially running Q and Mahjong, kept her mind active and provided much entertainment for all of us around her. She had a special fondness for her great grand niece, Dempsey Rose Jack, who at a year and a half always kept her smiling. Nell had family connections with the stories of her roots. She came to know so many people and has given us all an extraordinary collection of family knowledge. We are the products of our parents, grandparents, and ancestors, and while I cannot speak to her more distant past, I can say that she had a character of the caliber representing sensitivity and consideration towards all people. She had an extraordinary ability to make each of us feel stronger and more confident in our own identities, giving a sense of independence and mental toughness, which will be an asset as we watch our own children grow. She will live in our memories and hearts forever, and I will always be able to, or I'll always be proud to call her my mother-in-law, but more importantly, my confidant and friend. She was 92 and a half years young, and I always remember her by her own famous moniker, Gorgeous.